the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
We will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies.
We'll get the resignations of every single senior official who touched the Afghanistan calamity to be on my desk at noon on Inauguration Day. You gotta fire them like on The Apprentice. You fired, you did a lousy job.
We will secure our borders and we will restore our sovereignty starting on day one. Our country will be great again. Our country will be a country again. We'll have borders, we'll have proper education, and we'll put America first. Thank you.
Wonderful. How wonderful to hear Symphony No. 9, Beethoven, Ode to Joy. Folks, I was looking for another song for joy, just kind of, you know, duck going and just typing away, trying to find something. And this one popped up and I kept finding different versions. And I'm telling you, it just had me in tears listening to it. I'm still in celebration mode, folks. And I know we've got battles ahead, but man, it just feels good, right? No matter how guarded we are, we should be. It shouldn't detract us from the winning that will continue. You won't believe the appointments that President Trump is making, the plans he has for immigration, the farmers, the economy. Taking down the deep state are phenomenal. The comms continue from Dan Scavino too. We have this and so much more to cover. And I'm going to end this video today with the ending of Symphony No. 9 that I really want you guys to hear together as we celebrate everything that I'm going to share with you today is Answer to Prayer. And it's phenomenal. And I hope you guys are ready because we're going to have a great weekend. Here we go.
First Thankful Thursday, we're giving away a sample pack from one of our partners, the Pet Club. It's going to include a coffee sample pack, chocolate chip cookies, two of these mush puppies, and two of these chill doggies. So with any order from Amino this week, you're going to get this in your order for free.
Cool. Pretty cool, because you get all of that with any order for that's Thankful Thursday, continuing through the weekend. You get a free sample pack from the Pet Club. That's amazing. And an Ock flag decal. Also, no code necessary. Check it out. And guys, don't forget, tomorrow we have a live Q&A at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Dr. Shockley. You can chime in. We're going to be looking at all the folks that are typing in on their comments. And we're just going to read those questions off to Dr. Shockley, and she'll be able to answer them live. We're so excited about that. 3 p.m. Pacific time, November 9th. That's tomorrow. We're going to have a blast. It's going to be great.
Here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all. And corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats and I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible. Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges. Sixth, we will make every inspector general's office independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee so they do not become the protectors of the deep state. Seventh, I will ask Congress to establish an independent auditing system to continually monitor our intelligence agencies to ensure they are not spying on our citizens or running disinformation campaigns against the American people, or that they are not spying on someone's campaign like they spied on my campaign. Eighth, we will continue the effort launched by the Trump administration to move parts of the sprawling federal bureaucracy to new locations outside the Washington swamp. Just as I moved the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado, as many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots who love America, and they really do love America. Ninth, I will work to ban federal bureaucrats from taking jobs at the companies they deal with and that they regulate. So they deal with these companies and they regulate these companies and then they want to take jobs from these companies. Doesn't work that way. Such a public display cannot go on, and it's taking place all the time, like with Big Pharma. Finally, I will push a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on members of Congress. This is how I will shatter the deep state and restore government that is controlled by the people and for the people. Thank you very much.
He's coming out guns a-blazing. That's not my music, by the way. They put that on there. Somebody that we pulled it from on social media. Pretty powerful stuff, man. I tell you what, President Trump was not out there talking for like 3 days on social media, and here's his first post since winning the 2024 presidential election. Yeah. Check that out. That is a picture of the United States of America looking about as red as you can get. And I bet you if they didn't allow the no ID to vote, most of that would be red. What's even more interesting is he dropped this at 9:38 or 21:38 military time. If you go to the cue board at 21:38, battle station's ready. Where we go one, we go all. And that's the way I've been feeling lately. Been feeling like we're finally on the offense. That's what it seems like. Part of that is this appointment, Trump's announcement of Susie Wiles as the White House Chief of Staff. It's absolutely amazing.
Donald Trump has just announced moments ago that he is going to name Susie Wiles, his campaign co-chair, to be the chief of staff of his presidency once he gets to office starting in January. And I do want to read you the statement here. He says, Susie Wiles just helped me achieve one of the greatest political victories in American history and was an integral part of both my 2016 and 2020 successful campaigns. Susie is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. Susie will continue to work tirelessly to make America great again. It is a well-deserved honor to have Susie as the first ever female chief of staff in United States history. I have no doubt that she will make our country proud. As we talked about earlier today, Susie had been the top contender going into this. She is someone who makes Donald Trump feel comfortable. She is also someone who has really lasted the longest in Donald Trump's orbit, a place that is known for knife fighting and backstabbing. She has been loyal to the former president, a constant by his side since he left office in 2021. One thing I will say, Jake, she had some stipulations that he clearly agreed to, telling one source that she didn't want the clown car to be able to have access to the White House at any time, meaning those people who they don't want near Donald Trump. She clearly won that argument. She will be the first female chief of staff in United States history.
That's huge news. I am interested in learning.
Future. First. Female chief of staff. Noel said, this can't be true. I was specifically told that women would be entering the Handmaid's Tale and all rights stripped, not given a historical position in Hitler's regime. Colin Rugg said, I was told that Trump's agenda means women have no rights. How could a woman possibly receive a position like this? Oh, what's so good. You know, she's known as the Ice Maiden. That's why somebody made this meme. There you go. Just love these memes. They show her as the Ice Maiden. And I tell you what, here's Shanahan talking about her.
You know, Susie Wiles, who runs Donald Trump's campaign, I had the opportunity to sit down with her for a little bit yesterday. And she is one of the brightest, strongest women I've ever met. She's in her 60s. She's so focused. Donald Trump is surrounded by brilliant people and women who really stand for something other than celebrity and a paycheck. In fact, many of the women around him truly are there for the right reason.
That's amazing to have testimony from others, and she's going to tear it up, I tell you what. And another one that I thought was really good, Fletch 17 sent this to me, was the Joel Salatin update.
I don't know where you stand on
check
politics.
This out.
And this isn't a, I don't know where you stand on politics. And this isn't a stance about the left or the right. But did you hear this? It's incredible. Regenerative farmer Joel Salatin just announced that I've been contacted by the Trump transition team to hold some sort of position within the USDA and have accepted one of the six advisors to the secretary spots. For those of you who don't know him, direct from his bio, Joel Salatin calls himself a Christian libertarian, environmentalist, capitalist, lunatic farmer. Others who like him call him the most famous farmer in the world, the high priest of the pasture, the most eclectic thinker from Virginia since Thomas Jefferson. Those who don't like him call him a bioterrorist, typhoid Mary, charlatan, and starvation advocate. And with a room full of debate trophies from high school and college days, 15 published books, and a thriving multi-generational family farm, he's as comfortable moving cows in a pasture as addressing CEOs in a Wall Street business conference. Folks, this is huge. With RFK Jr. and Joel Salatin working on food quality and chronic disease, and Elon Musk and Ron Paul addressing government efficiency, this could be an interesting 4 years.
Check this out. Ukraine calling the White House for money. I wonder how that's going to work. Oh, yeah. Oh, these memes just keep getting better. And, of course, New York City, if you're looking at this, the Empire State Building lit up red for the election win. That is so, so good to see. So good to see. And, of course, another meme here for you just to help you out.
My fellow Americans, I'm speaking to you tonight.
In case you're looking at the screen, you're not looking. There's President Trump, make America great again, dancing away in the White House, the Oval Office. You know, he talks about, so cool. Man, just celebrating, you know. Somebody posted this, you know, President Trump, get ready for the golden age. The storm has arrived. Trump has posted this and truly believe we are about to be blown away by what's going to happen to this country and the entire world, the golden age. Nobody alive has ever seen our country truly unshackled from the globalist regime I don't think we truly understand what DJT means when he says, make America great again. Worth noting that far more billionaires backed Harris than Trump, and she raised almost 50% more money. Nonetheless, America showed that elections aren't just a function of money and gave Trump a resounding victory. Harris had 83 billionaires backing her. Seth Dillon pulled that information, if you're looking at your screen, and Elon Musk shared that with all of us. And I tell you, really interesting was Joe Biden came out and gave a speech, and he was super sharp all of a sudden, almost like he was acting the whole time. What do you think?
It's good to see you all, particularly good to see my granddaughter sitting in the front row here. Hi, Finn. How are you, honey? For over 200 years, America has carried on the greatest experiment in self-government in the history of the world. And that's not hyperbole. That's a fact. We're the people. The people vote and choose their own leaders, and they do it peacefully. And we're in a democracy. The will of the people always prevails. Yesterday, I spoke with President-elect Trump to congratulate him on his victory. And I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition. That's what the American people deserve. Yesterday, I also spoke with Vice President Harris. She's been a partner and a public servant. She ran an inspiring campaign, and everyone got to see something that I learned early on to respect so much, her character.
Anyway, we don't have to listen to the whole thing. Just thought I'd like you to hear, you know, this guy who's playing Biden is actually talking normal, crystal clear, like he's young. Oh, man, was it some kind of act? Just strange things going on, folks. Kind of reminds me of that song, Strange Things Happening to Me. Strange Things. You guys know that we had an amazing interview with Kim Bright. And it was something that we definitely always look forward to, and that's our health. And this new supplement they have, the Vitality, folks have been listening, and they've been grabbing. It's got the olive leaf extract, the hawthorn berry, the bilberry. And I tell you what, we had an amazing interview, and I want to show you just the beginning of that, one of the clips, and then we'll go to that. Description box below this video, you can click right about here, right here.
This actually can bind and take that calcium and put it where it belongs, which is our bones and our teeth. So this is again, patented ingredient. All these three ingredients are patented. And this is a vital thing to know that we are using the most excellent forms of these three ingredients. And you want clean arteries, and you want that calcium where it belongs, not in your arteries. During World War II, they had pilots that flew night raids and just night flights. And a lot of them had problems with their eyesight, their night vision. And they started taking bilberry. Now, bilberry is European blueberry. And bilberry is actually four times higher in antioxidants than regular blueberries. So they took and they would drink bilberry juice and eat bilberries before they'd go on these night flights. And it actually gave them incredible night vision. And
folks, start your day with the heart of a champion. Introducing Vitality Heart Health by Brightcore, your daily ally for a stronger, healthier heart. Their products are made in the USA, packed with nature's heart healers like olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, and the patented Mena Q7 vitamin K2. Vitality isn't just a supplement, it's your heart's new best friend. Each ingredient is chosen for its proven benefits: lower blood pressure, improve circulation, maintain healthy cholesterol, all with one easy-to-take capsule a day. Visit mybrightcore.com/andweknow today and get 25% off with code AWK or call 888-317-9941 for up to 50% off with a phone call. Embrace life with Vitality. Remember, a healthy heart is a heartbeat away from happiness. Well, folks, President Trump has been the president-elect for not even 2 days. Steve Madden is halting manufacturing in China by half in a year. Hamas calls for an end to the war in the Middle East. The Iran-backed Houthis announced a ceasefire. Putin said he's ready to work towards peace. Wow. All in a day's work. And Vanderstil also showing this. The blue state governors say they will use executive authority to stop Trump from deporting illegals from their states. Guys, this is where the rubber hits the road. Needless to say, importing more illegals will bankrupt the cities more, create even more crime, harm even more American citizens. Democrats just lost multiple races in all three houses over this. Trump must defy those governors, inform them that they will be placed under arrest for harboring fugitives and deport all illegals anyway. He must arrest illegals when they travel through red states to get to blue states. He must cut federal dollars to those states because these so-called governors would be aiding and abetting enemies of the state. You know, this is a crime that can result in a criminal charges in both federal and state law. It's also treason. And I tell you what, I usually don't watch these very often anymore, but Lindsey Graham actually did something really good. She gets agitated and calls out the do-nothing rhino, because I thought maybe President Trump said he does a good job, Mike Johnson, but I was like, wait a minute. I don't know. Some people might think he's answering this in a good way, but I don't like the way that he answers this, and she calls him out on it.
We don't pay much attention to what Nancy Pelosi says anymore. She's not in power, and she won't be for a long time now. I think we've got a mandate from the American people. I was delighted to be with President Trump and the whole team in Palm Beach last night. It was such a great celebration into the wee hours of the morning. People are excited. We're exhausted from the campaign, but we are exhilarated about the days ahead. The majority of the people in this country want to restore common sense. They want secure borders. They want a robust energy policy. They want a free market that thrives and creates more jobs and better economic opportunity for more people.
Speaker,
we can deliver all that. We know how to do it.
Yeah. But the President-elect Trump, that's the first time I've said that, I realize. President-elect Trump can do a lot just by executive order, but I do understand from my sources that they want laws passed. They don't want an executive order that can just be thrown away, you know, in 4 years or 8 years. They want permanent change. Can't ask for asylum inside the country. Can't play the game where you come here, say, oh, I'm oppressed, and you get to stay. He's even talked about the birthright citizenship issue, which obviously is more problematic because of the Constitution. That would require more thinking and study, but he doesn't want to just do the executive orders. Is that what your understanding is as well?
Yes, and our agenda is to enact this into law. We need real comprehensive immigration reform. We've needed it for a long time.
That but sounds like
aggressive
amnesty.
Commander-in-Chief.
That sounds like amnesty. Every time I've heard a Republican say that, it's like earn path to citizenship, then we have 20 million people who get their citizenship overnight. Every time I hear that, it drives me crazy.
Laura,
but you can explain.
No, we're talking about... No, we want to do the opposite of amnesty. If you do an amnesty program, you invite more people to violate the law. That's exactly the opposite of what we need to do. We got to begin on day one with securing the border. President Trump will issue an executive order. He has that authority under existing statutory law. But we've got to come right behind him with a robust legislative agenda. We have got to do this for the American people. Secure the border and then turn to the catastrophe that's been created by the border being opened. It is complex, as you know. It is comprehensive.
Deportation.
We've been dealing with it for decades, but we're ready to go.
Does that include deportation? Because
absolutely.
He won on that issue. That was a big part of this mandate. People have to leave, and they can reapply, maybe later on.
Yes, every House Republican ran on that issue all around the country. It's so important because we know we have dangerous criminals, for example. We've got probably 4.5 million of those.
No, it's a nightmare.
That we can go to immediately and send them back where they came from. We're going to do all that.
Are you going to grow your majority, which is already razor thin?
Yep. She's calling him out on it. He's going, we can get all the illegal criminals out. You know, and it's like he's dodging it. That's what it feels like. And I can't stand that. No, he called for deportation. We're done. Don't forget what Trump's incoming. Well, we think it is. He hasn't been asked yet to be the ICE director, but because there was an interview done where he says he hasn't been asked yet. But anyway, this would be something that you remember from the RNC.
I got a message. As a guy who spent 34 years deporting illegal aliens, I got a message.
to the millions of illegal aliens that Joe Biden's released in our country in violation of federal law, you better start packing now. You're damn right.
Remember that? And he said he's had some death threats since he gave that speech, and he says he doesn't care. Go ahead and come after him. He said, I'm basically, you guys can't scare me. And so, of course, you go to the mainstream media. This is what they're saying.
We also know that he will try to invoke the Alien Enemies Act, which would essentially give the federal government the power, the authority to deport, to detain any non-U.S. citizen that they believe is deemed from an enemy country. We know from Operation Wetback that they literally packed hundreds of people into trains, planes, ships, and literally just dumped them in Mexico. What Stephen Miller has also told us is that they are actively designing new militarized giant detention centers where they would pack all these families. And one more thing that I think is important, I think a lot of people believe that we're talking about mass deportation plans that would just sort of affect undocumented immigrants. That's not true. There are 22 million people that live in mixed status families.
So the American would be deported too. That's what
American
Tom Holman
families
said.
Will be deported, will be separated. If we were morally outraged in 2018, when we saw those families being deported and separated at the border, we're about to see that at a mass scale in the interior and with American families.
So that's what they're saying. They're out there just spreading all types of information. And I thought I saw something here. Mexico cracking down on migrant caravans.
Well, believe it or not, Grant, I said it before, on the day of the elections, a massive caravan, 3,000 people started walking. And just as people knowing on the 6th of November, the migrants and everybody started noticing that Donald Trump just became president. The Mexican authorities started acting and started going to this large group, trying to decrease the large group from continuing to walk on the north of the state of Chiapas to go in direction to the northern borders of Mexico with the United States. Started telling them, the migrants, if you continue to walk, you can have an accident, possibly, you can dehydrate yourself, go back and do your process correctly. The migrants started, we started asking them, what are their thoughts of now Donald Trump winning the presidency and becoming the 47th president? They said that they are completely disappointed, that they were thinking that Kamala Harris was going to win, and now that it's going to be extremely difficult for them to enter the United States of America because they know that there's going to be a massive deportation.
How about that, huh? So now they know. Massive deportation is coming. All kinds of weird stuff going on. Even New York City Mayor Eric Adams had something.
News: the mayor just announced that the city will no longer issue vouchers to migrants to pay for food, ending a controversial program that had repeatedly come under attack by conservatives and others.
This pilot program in New York City, drenched in both humanity and controversy, distributed debit cards to migrant families staying in city-funded hotels and allowing them to buy their own food. Eyewitness News reporter Josh Einiger following the breaking news for us. Josh?
Well, Bill, it's a program that, as you say, generated plenty of controversy, but now its absence may raise even more questions. The so-called Immediate Response Cards pilot program was designed to help feed migrant families who'd found themselves in New York with no way to afford food.
Well, here we go. So I just wanted you guys to know that they're stopping their programs there, and a lot of issues are going to be playing out, and they're probably going to have to head back. And sticking around, hoping to get more handouts. President Trump had something to say.
Biden has launched an illegal foreign invasion of our country, allowing a record number of illegal aliens to storm across our borders. From all over the world, they came. Under Biden's current policies, even though these millions of illegal border crossers have entered the country unlawfully, all of their future children will become automatic U.S. citizens. Can you imagine? They'll be eligible for welfare, taxpayer-funded health care, the right to vote, chain migration, and countless other government benefits, many of which will also profit the illegal alien parents. This policy is a reward for breaking the laws of the United States and is obviously a magnet helping draw the flood of illegals across our borders. They come by the millions and millions and millions. They come from mental institutions. They come from jails, prisoners. Some of the toughest, meanest people you'll ever see. The United States is among the only countries in the world that says that even if neither parent is a citizen nor even lawfully in the country, their future children are automatic citizens the moment the parents trespass onto our soil. As has been laid out by many scholars, this current policy is based on a historical myth and a willful misinterpretation of the law by the open borders advocates. There aren't that many of them around. It's amazing. Who wants this? Who wants to have prisoners coming into our country? Who wants to have people who are very sick coming into our country? People from mental institutions coming into our country? And come they will. They're coming by the thousands, by the tens of thousands. As part of my plan to secure the border on day one of my new term in office, I will sign an executive order making clear to federal agencies that under the correct interpretation of the law, going forward, the future children of illegal aliens will not receive automatic U.S. citizenship. It's things like this that bring millions of people to our country, and they enter our country illegally. My policy will choke off a major incentive for continued illegal immigration, deter more migrants from coming, and encourage many of the aliens Joe Biden has unlawfully let into our country to go back to their home countries. They must go back. Nobody could afford this. Nobody could do this. And even morally, it's so wrong. My order will also end their unfair practice known as birth tourism, where hundreds of thousands of people from all over the planet squat in hotels for their last few weeks of pregnancy to illegitimately and illegally obtain U.S. citizenship for the child, often to later exploit chain migration to jump the line and get green cards for themselves and their family members. It's a practice that's so horrible and so egregious, but we let it go forward. At least one parent will have to be a citizen or a legal resident in order to qualify. We will secure our borders and we will restore our sovereignty starting on day one. Our country will be great again. Our country will be a country again. We'll have borders. We'll have proper education and we'll put America first. Thank you.
Absolutely brilliant. You know, we got a reminder from Dr. Russell McGregor, the Democrat Party will cease to exist once it's all exposed, once everything they've done is exposed. Fake news can no longer control or dampen the public awareness of the truth, dark to light. There's going to be so much that comes out. You guys know that the New York Attorney General, Tisha James, threatened President Trump that she's going to go after him. And this is what Trump's lawyer had to say, Mike Davis.
Let me just say this to Big Tish James, the New York Attorney General. I dare you to try to continue your lawfare against President Trump and his second term. Because listen here, sweetheart, we're not messing around this time, and we will put for conspiracy against rights, and I promise you that. So think long and hard before you want to violate President Trump's constitutional rights or any other American's constitutional rights. It's not going to happen again.
We've been warning people on the show, Mike, this isn't the same Trump administration. Stop messing around. Don't rig elections. Don't illegally vote. Don't try the funny business, because we know the team this time and they are not effing around.
It's not going to be good for these folks. It's way different. People sense it. They understand how this is playing out. And I tell you, there's some shenanigans going on in Arizona with Carrie Lake against Ruben Gallego. They still haven't called that one yet. Boy, got to keep an eye on that. I'll show you some more on that in a moment. AmWeKnow.com is where we're at, folks. All you have to do is go to our site. You can find out all of our social media and our videos and more. You will see that you can contact us by clicking that contact button. You can go to all the videos and more. Obviously, you can also find all of our partners there. We've talked about that multiple times. I'm not able to bring that site. Oh, let's see if I can bring that over. No, we'll have to continue to move forward. I just wanted to remind you also we're at shop.amweknow.com. That's where you can get sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, accessories, tees, and tanks. And just in, you know, remember, we got the jean jackets available for pre-order in three colors, the blue, the pink, and the white, with some colors featuring a glitter logo. I got this photo and a message, a couple photos here. Oorah, Marine, Semper Fi. My husband and I are both Marines. We watch all of your podcasts. We love your faith and inspiration. I wore my hoodie to the Trump rally in Albuquerque today. Many compliments and saying they love your show. God bless you always. Thank you guys for sending that in. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So you guys know the bold statement on Arizona Senator race, election attorney Ryan Heath on the Kerry Lake Senate race. There's a possibility ballots are being swapped. He added, I've already prepared the lawsuit. We would love an update on any legal action pending. And that's you're looking at your screen there. This isn't entirely correct. The longer it takes, the longer they have to illegally erase and retabulate the already tabulated ballots from its election day vote centers. Here's a sworn affidavit from MC's election director admitting that this is happening right now. They're swapping out. And I'm showing the numbers on the screen as of the time of this recording. Kerry Lake's only down by about 52,000 votes, and it seems really strange. Really strange. Remember President Trump, in hindsight, remember it's 2020, this is from Joe Rambo. Remember the stolen election.
Thousands of people that were waiting on these massive lines couldn't vote. And she lost by a tiny little, just a small percentage of a line. And it's a disgrace. And then the judge didn't have the courage to do what was right, because the judges don't seem to have the courage to do what was right. You know why? Because they're afraid. Because I believe they're threatened, and I believe a lot of bad things happen, and it's a disgrace. But I just want to thank you for being here, Kerry. You're an incredible person, and something good's going to happen.
Talking about Kerry Lake, is it a coincidence that the last two states have combined electoral vote count of 17? That's Nevada and Arizona. Is it a coincidence that Maricopa County is the only one to be mentioned in all of the Q drops? Is it a coincidence that Trump told Kerry that something much bigger is going to happen after the 2022 steal? Very interesting. Guys, remember, that's the Q drop 2492. Arizona, our governor won by 328,000 votes. The D senator is winning by 32,000 votes. The R governor won Maricopa County by 325,000 votes. The D senator was winning Maricopa by 32,000 votes, and this was posted in 2018. 350,000 vote swing in, you know, to a Democrat senator. You got to be kidding me. Yep. So with 69% of the votes reported in Arizona, Kamala Harris had 1,168,439 votes. Kerry Lake had 1,185,103 votes against Rubin's 1,235,000. So you're telling me that Kerry Lake has more votes than Kamala Harris, but not as much as her opponent? Something's wrong. Okay. So another great job, Kerry Lake, 70% in Yavapai County against Ruben Gallego, 26%. It's incredible. It shouldn't even be close. My honest opinion, they're trying to steal the race. Kerry should have about the same amount of votes as Trump. Yeah. I mean, we're going to keep an eye on all this. It has to play out in a certain way. And so I showed you in the intro a little bit of this, but check out what President Trump does at with his remarks at National Guard Association.
We'll get the resignations of every single senior official who touched the Afghanistan calamity to be on my desk at noon on Inauguration Day. You know, you have to fire people. You have to fire people when they do a bad job. We never fire anybody. You got to fire them like on The Apprentice. You fired. You did a lousy job. You did a terrible, terrible disservice to our country. You get fired when that happens. Nobody got fired. Nobody ever gets fired in this administration. It's amazing. All the bad things that have happened, nobody ever gets fired. The problem is when you fire somebody, they always end up writing a book about you, you know? I've had more books written about me. I fire a lot of people when they don't do a good job. I get a book written about me by all these losers that get fired.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be putting in their resignations. Better happen soon, or you're going to be fired. That's right, as he stated. You know, the best is yet to come. Dan Scavino posted at 10:53 p.m., 22:53. The best is yet to come. And when you look at the intel drops, like we normally do, thanks to Grasshopper with these connections, the D-class will initiate resignation, recusal, and or removal. D-class will bring down the House, White House. Congressman abruptly resigns from Congress amid sexual misconduct. Remember 10:53? And remember, the hammer of justice is coming down from Elon regarding Pizzagate. All kinds of good stuff coming.
You know, Trump's main campaign platforms, one of the main things that he talks about, and of course, I think he learned in some ways the hard way during his first 4 years in office, is the president recognizes that if you have people in your government who you tell to do something and they disobey you, that's not like checks and balances. They're part of your government.
So this is J.D. Vance on Tucker Carlson interview before the election finished, just as a reminder of the things President Trump has planned.
The check and balance is the House, the Senate, the judiciary, exactly. Right? If the people in your own government aren't obeying you, you have got to get rid of them and replace them with people who are responsive to what the president is trying to do. If you don't have that, you don't have a real democratic accountability.
You've got to be a nut cutter because that's the system at stake.
That's right.
That's democratic control. How do voters have any control over their government if the people they elect have no control?
That's exactly right, man. And again, it's we have to sort of remind ourselves that it's real people who suffer because of this, right? There are Americans who are dead because the Joint Chiefs of Staff didn't listen to the President of the United States when he said you need to do troop redeployments out of Syria. There are veterans who are dead because the VA does not function as well as it could because the president needs to be able to fire, again, the small number, but the small number of people who aren't doing their job. And that same story repeats itself, rinse and repeat through the entire American government. You have got to have basic democratic accountability. And I think, you know, most Americans recognize, like, look, we're fine with, you know, bureaucrats making a reasonable salary. We're fine with people having a good life, but they've got to do their job, right? When you're in public service, you've got to do your job. And whether you're an elected official or an unelected bureaucrat, if you're not doing your job, you got to get out there and make way for somebody who will.
So if you guys win and you start firing people who are acting against orders of their commander in chief and against the expressed will of voters, the New York Times will call it a fascist takeover.
That's exactly right.
So the question is, do you care?
Well, I think we have to not care. Now, you have to care about public opinion, of course, because you have to actually make the case to the American people.
But if you're acting and on behalf of the public,
you have to say, it's what's so funny about it is it's the opposite, right? Real democracy is when the elected leaders the voters elect actually make the decisions in the government.
Right.
But fascism, if it's anything, it's that the voters don't get any say in how their government actually operates. So I think you have to do it. And look, man, I've been in politics all of 2 years, but there are all of these really subtle ways in which the media, the tech sector, the people who call the shots try to manipulate the American public and manipulate political leadership into not doing the things the American people actually want. So here, let me give you an example.
That's good. Good information. And he's, always these good reminders come out for all of us. Remember the University of Oregon employee who told Trump supporters to kill themselves? Well, he's been placed on leave. There's been a lot of strange shenanigans. I mean, there's even liberals are now preparing to create their own militias, is what we've been told.
Devastated.
Disappointed.
Distraught.
Cannot believe our fellow countrymen.
We're not done.
We're
going to find out how to resist this. We might have to have our own militias now. And the midterms, just watch out. We're coming.
Compared to Biden, she must be on the corner. Why do you think that was?
Racism and sexism. Very plain. That's the backwash that Obama suffered. And again, it's fear of the other in people who don't understand that we're better off connected. That's the pivot that I was waiting for in this election, that we would discover that we were connected more than separated. I'm still holding out for it, but it's a huge blow.
We lost this battle, but we'll be back to win another day. This is not over.
I can see it's quite emotional for you.
Very. I have two daughters.
So do I.
I grew up in Germany, Hamburg, and in Germany, in our schools, we were taught and shown what our ancestors did. They did not question authority, i.e. fascism. It came about because the people did not move. They did not fight.
It taught Germany some beautiful lessons that makes Germany the progressive country it is.
Interesting, right? These folks are just one after another not figuring it out. So do I have time to show this? So it's a comedy goal, just to show you some other reactions of these folks. Patrick Christie's tonight, his perspective.
The left-wing liberal tears are flowing today. Suck it up, buttercups. Here's Florence of Belgravia himself, Rory Stewart, proudly predicting a Harris win.
I am incredibly confident that Kamala Harris is going to win this, and win this by a large margin. And I would bet £100,000.
Oh, Lord.
I'm very, very confident Kamala Harris will win.
And here is Alistair Campbell's own personal lapdog now.
I think I was wrong because I'm an optimist. And I hate the idea of being right pessimistically. I think you can be a false prophet and right. You can align yourself with the worst instincts of humanity. You can assume...
Don't worry, Rory. Alistair will let you sleep at the foot of his bed tonight for a little bit of comfort. James O'Brien's taking it well.
Doesn't matter enough. The fact that he tried to steal the last election. The fact that he was prepared to subvert the entire democratic process up to and including.
Oh, and little Miss Impartiality, Emily Maitlis, she lost the plot.
When Donald Trump talked about the eating cats and dogs, half of America was just thinking... this is going to be the end
Stop
of him.
Stop swearing. And I will. I mean, I'll tell Emily off later, but because I know she started the swearing. But it may be the middle of the night in Britain, but they're still a little bit sensitive about that stuff.
I think we can check on Emily Maitlis now, actually. Let's just see how she's getting on. Oh, there she is with a face like she's chewing a wasp. ITV's Tom Bradby has taken time off from stroking Meghan Markle's hair to speak on behalf of Britain, saying that Trump's a fascist.
There will be a lot of people watching back home who saw what General Kelly said, who saw what General Milley said, and just will not be able to conceive that the most powerful democratic country in the world has elected somebody who people closest to him called a fascist.
Yeah, that's how it plays out. He does that for a few more minutes. And of course, he gets to the end and he shows you the celebration of President Trump at the end. And this is so cool. Here we go.
Here's a song for you.
That's so cool.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. Indeed. A great time indeed. And, you know, here's an update from Mike that he always puts these together for us. And it's just absolutely great, his insight and all this.
Well, you can look through either end of a set of binoculars and you'll see a sight picture. But they sure work a whole lot better when you look through the proper end. Everything comes into perspective. You know, a lot of us have inadvertently believed that America was kind of founded on chance. A group of people came over to get away from some bad stuff. And then because they were Christians, I guess we're a Christian nation. But that's just like putting a religious wrapper over a political movement. And that's looking through the wrong end of the binoculars. Could it be that God had America in mind and a plan for America before America ever did? The first settlers that came, the Virginia Company, they had one pastor. His name was Robert Hunt, and he planted a cross on Cape Henry. And he said that the gospel would go across this land and from these shores to around the world. The Pilgrims and the Puritans, when they came, they knew they were tapping into something so much bigger than themselves that they called this the New Israel. Israel, actually, the Jews in the Old Testament were God's chosen people, not based on who they were being so much better than everybody else, but God chose them. Could it be that God chose America? America has often been called things like a, you know, shining light or a shining city on a hill, the last great hope of freedom in the world. And could it be that when someone takes a stand and speaks out against globalism, against evil, against awful things being done to children, against tyranny, you know, that's stomping out our freedoms, a person like Donald Trump, is that maybe why the vitriol, the wild reaction is so much greater? Because we're in an epic time that is so much bigger than ourselves. We're really living a lot more in the Lord of the Rings than High School Musical. This ain't High School Musical. And the good news is that we're living in the Lord of the Rings, and there is a Lord. There is a God who has a plan for America. America shall be saved. And by America being saved, it's going to change the world. Welcome to the Great Awakening.
My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that your morning coffee has been safely in the hands of Patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing and roasting specialty grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said it's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today.
Here's my plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth. On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care. Ridiculous. A process that includes giving kids puberty blockers, mutating their physical appearance, and ultimately performing surgery on minor children. Can you believe this? I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age. I will then ask Congress to permanently stop federal taxpayer dollars from being used to promote or pay for these procedures and pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. It'll go very quickly. I will declare that any hospital or healthcare provider that participates in the chemical or physical mutilation of minor youth will no longer meet federal health and safety standards for Medicaid and Medicare and will be terminated from the program immediately. Furthermore, I will support the creation of a private right of action for victims to sue doctors who have unforgivably performed these procedures on minor children. The Department of Justice will investigate Big Pharma and the big hospital networks to determine whether they have deliberately covered up horrific long-term side effects of sex transitions in order to get rich at the expense of vulnerable patients, in this case, very vulnerable. We will also investigate whether Big Pharma or others have illegally marketed hormones and puberty blockers, which are in no way licensed or approved for this use. My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination.
How about that? It's good to see him come out with all these video clips telling us how this is all playing out day after day. Man, what a time to be alive. We're watching the destruction of the old guard, these people that thought that they could live their lives hurting children. This guy's one of them, Jimmy Kimmel. He knows he's done for.
Fragile little snowflake. What a blowhard. He's a blowhard and a snowflake. He's a blowflake is what he is. He should change the hats to say, make America wine again. It's more than half of this country voted for the criminal, still trying to figure out what happened.
Now he's crying. The one that said we should make America wine again is the one crying. It's all coming back on them just moments after he wins, right? Wanted to show you again. Remember we talked about folks have different talents out there that they can use to communicate using social media and more. And I just thought that this was really cool. I saw it and I said, you know what? Let's continue the celebration. I'll update you on a few more things. Show you this guy that also put something together with the reaction to The View. He does a great job. A lot of folks seen his work where he pretends to be on The View and it's just excellent. I'm going to show you that also. But there's a lot of talent out there. I want to show you this one real quick.
They say they mad Trump won. They say, why you vote against your interests? You're black. Why'd you vote against your interests? No. Look, word to my mama, right hand to the stand. I'm raising up my son to be a boy to a man. Oh, that's transphobic. They gonna say they feelings hurt. But I can't tell my son that it's cool to rock a skirt. That's facts. And then they say we ain't going back. How's that? All the evils finna get exposed. Ex-cat. They tried to muzzle me, but I'm a lion, not a puppy. Industry tried to snub me because I don't party with puffies. My body is a temple. They screwing on your body while they messing up your mental. And Kamala was not presidential. That's why she kept all her real plans confidential. Pay attention. Then they want to scream, my body, my choice. Men need to yell, my pockets, my choice. Because why do only women get a say, but for 18 years force a man to have to pay? That's crazy. I thought this was the home of the free and the brave. When every day they trying to censor me. How sway? And then we try to cancel the facts. We stand by Janet. No, that lady not black. Y'all can't cancel black royalty. Is you dumb? That lady say she finna come and take all our guns. When I just copped a chopper and it sound just like a drum. Intruder come inside, they hear put up a thumb thumb. Yeah, I got an itch and need to protect my seed. Oh, she the new way? That's just a feeble. I heard her say she ain't doing nothing for black people. She was finna trade on y'all like Cain the done Abel. We stand by Janet, know that lady not black. The truth is we can't let y'all alter the facts. A woman is an adult human female, that's facts. The truth is the truth and the facts is the facts. And that's why I voted for Trump, and Trump is my president. Let's go.
That's called that's talent.
What other kind of talent do we have up there? The guy that went on the View to react to Trump's, you know, their reaction. I thought this was brilliant.
We're still here. People, I when I got out of the car today, I saw mailmen, people with their kids. I saw people living their lives, and that's what we have to do.
Well, Whoopi, what you saw with your own eyes is pretty much impossible because at least for the past 4 years, every single one of you on this show, including your friends in the mainstream media, you told Americans that Trump is like Hitler. You compared his supporters to Nazis. You called him a fascist, a racist, a dictator. And now that he is elected, you're telling me that Americans are going on with their lives? Like, why are you even sitting here, Joy? You said if elected, Trump will put you and Whoopi in jail for being comedians. Unfunny comedians, I should add. Maybe that should be a crime. I don't know. But all of you are sitting here, and you are just fine. And that should not be the case if you really believed what you said about Trump. I don't understand.
Way to go, Damon Amani. he does a good job on these. Catch up. Oh, man. I tell you what, when it all comes down to it, President Trump's doing amazing work. And of course, the other ones out there on the left, they continue to scream that President Trump took away their birthrights and the women's choice, and you know, he's destroying women's rights, blah, blah, blah. Even my teenage daughter says she sees it a lot on her social media, things that the girls are posting, that President Trump's terrible for women, blah, 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 about birth and abortion and all this stuff. Insurrection Barbie said, please stop lying about abortions. Almost all of them are performed as a form of birth control and not because of, God forbid, rape or incest or mother's health. And she shows you the chart. This is from the CDC. The lies are just Orwellian. 0.01% of the pregnancy resulted from an incestuous relationship result in abortion. If the woman was raped, it's 0.15%. If it was the life was endangered by the pregnancy, it's 0.20%. And then get this one. The woman aborted for social or economic reasons, 20%, but 74.9% said no reason, just elective. President Trump had to remind everyone, everybody knows I would not support a federal abortion ban under any circumstances and would, in fact, veto it because it's up to the states to decide based on the will of their voters, the will of the people. Like Ronald Reagan before me, I fully support the three exceptions, and I do not support the Democrats' radical position of late-term abortion, like as example in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month. And he just wanted to make sure that folks knew how that was playing out. And of course, all the brainwashing, you know, was played out for from the media. Elon Musk said, it's worth showing this again. You can see the mind virus spread rapidly, just like a physical virus. The woke mind virus in the media. The yearly mentions of prejudice in popular U.S. news media outlets. Racism plus racist plus racists. Look at skyrocket from 2010, if you're looking at this chart. 2010 here. In 10 years, it skyrocketed up with all of this. New York Times, Washington Compost, Los Angeles Times, and Wall Street Journal. They also, from 2010 up to 2020, sexism, sexist, misogyny. 2000 to 2020, homophobia, homophobic. They pushed that out on the media. Transphobia, transphobic. Islamophobia, Islamophobic, anti-Semitism, anti-Semitic. I mean, they just push this trash constantly. And you wonder why people act the way that they do. Name something that upsets a liberal. The Constitution, secure elections, national anthem, rule of law, American flag, personal responsibility, science, and Donald Trump. The media, they are the problem with all the stuff that we're seeing out there. Let me show you this real quick.
None of us are stressed about the election, right? It's all, we all are going to just go have the best night.
Stop. Stop.
I saw another video where a woman was crying and screaming into her phone what women voted for Trump. I did. And I want to be really clear, I'm not making fun of any of these people. Any of these, it's particularly women who are screaming into their phone and they're crying. And I don't know how much of it is legitimate, like they're legitimately upset and legitimately scared, and how much of it is being done for clicks, likes, and shares. Maybe virtue signaling to their base. I don't really know. The media. This is the media's doing. The media needs to be held accountable for creating this mass hysteria of fear when it comes to Donald Trump. This is the media's fault, and it stems all the way back to the vid. The media itself needs to be held accountable for what happened during COVID as well. Again, I think some of these videos are just theater.
So it's the media. I agree wholeheartedly. And Kyle Becker showed this video clip just to let you know they're not all acting crazy. It's becoming abundantly clear to me that the reality that I'm seeing is not the same. Check this out from a Harris voter, what happened.
So I turned on Fox News just to like see what's going on over there, right? And the main thing they were saying was that Kamala lost this election because Democrats were not willing to listen to what the mass majority of Americans wanted. And that might be true, because I genuinely thought that most of the world was for, not the world, most of America was for Kamala. I really thought that. Not being facetious in any way, I genuinely was like riding that blue wave and felt like we were really unified in that. Obviously I was aware of the MAGA presence, but I didn't quite realize just how massive it was. So the point of this video is just to open the floor to any of you that support Trump that want to maybe articulate to me what it is about him and his campaign that feels like the right decision for America. Like,
so she decided to turn on Fox News, almost like she's never done that before. I don't really like most of Fox anymore, because I think there's a lot of danger that happens there, and we've gotten to that before. Not everyone there is bad. I'm just saying that the way that they word things sometimes, they always say, here's somebody that supports Trump, here's somebody that's against Trump. And the person against Trump gets to put in all their word salads to get, you know, into the minds of the people. I just don't like it. And so anyway, and many have pointed that out. So, of course, she had to go there, you know, kind of watch something and go, wait a minute, I think I'll go check out a station I've never watched before. That's what it sounded like to me. And when she's fed all of this information, this nastiness, that the hatred of Trump, then that's what happens. You know, now all the women are shaving their head, not all of them, but a lot of liberal women are saying, let's shave our head while President Trump is president. Many are saying we're not going to have relationship with men for 4 years. I've seen some comments where some people said, well, that's great, we don't need any more liberal babies being born. I've seen all types of people comment. They just need help. They really do. They need our prayer. And, you know, you never know when you have the opportunity to share the love of Christ with people. And I saw this clip, didn't realize that it was out there. But even Joe Rogan had an opportunity where somebody was presenting Jesus to him.
You can go back in time once and survive and come back to the future. Where would you go?
Jesus.
Jesus. But what if there was nobody there?
Even better, I get them all to myself, just me and Jesus.
No,
this is Kid Rock he's talking to.
I mean, what if Jesus wasn't there?
He's there.
You think there's a real Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
What makes you convinced?
My faith.
So you think the real truth was that he actually was the Son of God?
Yes.
It'd be amazing if it was true.
It is amazing.
I believe you. I believe that you believe that.
Would you like to be introduced to Jesus?
Listen, I think the concept of Jesus is absolutely amazing. And if Jesus came here and wanted to visit me, I would be psyched.
Would you like to know Jesus?
I'm very interested in the idea of Jesus being a real person.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to go find it.
How have you saw?
This clip came off of social media. I'll have to go find the entire thing. I was also kind of scrolling around and noticed this before we close. From Jesus is coming back. A young boy in a hospital bed with just minutes to live was trying to communicate with his dad. The father, knowing he couldn't speak, gave him a pen and paper. And this is what he wrote. And if you're looking at your screen, he scribbled a J-E-S-U-S all together. He got the I-S in there, is, and he got the small R-E-A-L. Jesus is real. Right before he passed. Pretty powerful. I mean, that's basically like President Trump said in the beginning, we were sharing with you, these folks are trying to shut down the Christian's voice, the conservative voice. And he said, enough of that already. It's one of his agendas to take down the deep state. And I tell you, we've come a long way. And when President Trump says a golden age is coming, I think it's going to be wonderful. We do have an enemy that's going to fight back, but I think things have somewhat calmed down just a little bit. It makes me wonder, if they were showing us a movie, if they realize we're all tired and beat up really bad, and a lot of us just need a time to just recuperate from the damage that's been done for so many years. Talk about working on deprogramming the people of the world. What a difficult process that was. We still got several years left ahead of us for that. And I was going to show you this from Anon before we close. Anon 55. When I say Anon's completed our mission, I'm not saying it's over. I'm just saying that we've completed the mission Q recruited us for the day Trump was announced as the winner and is the marker, November 6th. We still have to get to the inauguration day, but after that, everything we've put out over the years will be a soft landing for the normies that wake up. Everything is already mapped out for them when they finally decide to look. Some Anons will continue to be the news and some will retire, but none of us will ever stop being an Anon. Even the ones that decide to retire will still be there to help the people they cross paths with in real life. Another huge wave of awakening is going to happen over the next few years. The seeds we planted will get a lot of water and light. People will see that the things mainstream media said don't come true. And with that note, folks, I promised you at the end of this video, I wanted to play the ending of Ode to Joy. And then we'll go to prayer. I just think that this is powerful. I think we should sit back, relax, and enjoy, and think about what we've been through this battle and celebrate here at this moment. This song really touches me. Here we go. Thank you.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you're so good to us. So we watch and learn and grow. And we prayed for so many years on the battlefield. There seems to be some sense of relief. The tension, so heavy at times, so difficult to bear, but you swept in as we prayed to you and asked for peace and calm in our own hearts. Reminded of the years where we've never been able to enjoy President Trump's first election win, leading to COVID that destroyed the everything that we stood for, all of the growth, all the excitement that was happening was stopped in a moment. The enemy stepped in, stole the election, and we moved forward through darkness for so many years, hoping and praying that people would still stick around and learn and grow and realize that you had a perfect plan to wake up the masses and to also drive many to their knees and looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. What an amazing God we serve. We come to you now in thanks. We know without you and your grace on our country, we wouldn't be celebrating today. We wouldn't listen to Ode to Joy or I Can See Clearly Now, Sunshiny Day, or anything that has to do with joy. It would be hard to continue to live in joy, even though we're supposed to, even through darkness. Even when things are tough, we know we could do nothing without you. So we just come to you now, again, asking for protection over our family, over our friends, over President Trump, and all of those folks standing up now to rebuild this country one day at a time. We lift them up to you. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Sorry this video went a little long. I just felt inspired to just kind of put a big video together. An intro took a long time, but I felt like it was important. I just threw tears. I mean, I was just weeping like crazy putting the intro together, listening to it over and over. And I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but man, it's just, whew, it's just good. It's just good to be here. It's great to be used by our Heavenly Father to bring folks together and recognize His great work, isn't it? Man. We'll be having other updates. We might put something together for next summer. Could be a cruise. We're talking with folks. If you're interested, please send us emails. Let us know. We're getting a lot of you telling us that you want to come, so we're looking at July, so we'll tell you when that time comes, okay? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.
But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And He shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
We will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies.
We'll get the resignations of every single senior official who touched the Afghanistan calamity to be on my desk at noon on Inauguration Day. You gotta fire him like on The Apprentice. You're fired. You did a lousy job.
We will secure our borders and we will restore our sovereignty starting on day one. Our country will be great again. Our country will be a country again. We'll have borders. We'll have proper education. And we'll put America first. Thank you.